Welcome to MNSN Radio. For the next 2 hours, Master Noel and Sir Mark will be discussing different aspects of the leather and kink lifestyle. Send an email, hit the chat room, or sit back and just try to relax, because the next 2 hours are going to be a bumpy ride. Well.
We're back.
We're back.
Oh. It's our 2 week anniversary.
What's that?
It's our 2 week anniversary.
Yes.
Our second show. Welcome everybody in the chat room.
Yes, I think they're all carryovers from Boy Neil's show.
Yes. Boy Neil was on with Pop Corey. And uh-huh. It was quite nice to get to see their side of their views.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's going to be a really cool show. It was Boy Neil's first show. I think he's got some really, really good ideas. And I think that his life experience in general, it is, that was the beer opening. The pop.
Beer? It was pop. Pop.
Yes, pop goes to beer can. He's got a lot of life experience, and I really think I my idea, and I truly hope that it is his as well. He's upstairs pissing right now. That's where he is that he can help other people learn by the mistakes that he's made. And I mean, just in that last segment that we did with him saying, you know, I drove 2 hours to a truck stop and parked my car and allowed myself to be blindfolded and put in the back of a truck and driven another 2 hours away. What the fuck were you thinking? You know,
he wasn't.
And that, you know, it turned out, thankfully, okay for him, but not for everybody, right?
Yeah, but...
Perfect
example.
Okay.
We've all done something like that. You and I have done something like that.
No.
Yeah.
That was public.
Oh, no. We first met at a public area. And
yes,
then
we did.
Where did I take you after that?
You didn't. We went to,
no.
to the park.
Uh-huh. What time was it?
It was new, for fuck's sake. You had to go to Toronto.
No. It was nighttime. You followed me. It was nighttime.
No. You know what?
Yes.
I will guarantee you, because you had to go, because I have every single text that I ever sent you, and I will show you when we're offline that, you know what? It was the middle of the day, because I was so enamored with you, and I said, and I wanted to go and do stuff, and you're like, no, I have to go to Toronto to work.
The first time
we went to that park.
We met in Tim Hortons parking lot.
That was a night.
Yes, it was
the way
nighttime.
You were driving, I would have never been able to keep up with you.
It was nighttime. And we went to a particular area.
I'm going
to
open my mail.
And by the time we got back in both our cars, it was dark.
He's so full of shit.
But again, it goes to just to say, we all make mistakes. And that's okay.
Yeah, but I could have taken you. I didn't really have an issue with that.
No. Back then, you couldn't have. You were a scrawny little puppy.
Uh-huh.
I could have just gone... And you would have gone, boop.
Oh, really?
Oh, you were 20 pounds lighter than you are now.
Actually, I was. I was kind of sick.
I could have just bent you.
They're in the chat room going, fight. This is funny. Anyway, so how was your week?
Week was crazy. All of you know, Toronto.
Halloween
week.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, Joseph. Joseph's in the.
Hey, Joseph. How you doing?
We're gonna have Joseph. Woof. Joseph on 8 o'clock. He's like it or not, becoming our weekly entertainment reporter. But
yes,
he does a phenomenal job.
Yes, he is very good.
So yeah, we were in Toronto.
Yeah, we went to Toronto last night. I have to say this. We went to the weirdest fucking event
I've
ever seen at the
cool.
Black Eagle last night.
They do it every year, they said.
Well, I guess because last year I was moving.
Oh, and so the year before I moved.
And the year... No, not last year we weren't moving. It was the year before and the year before.
Yeah, the 2 years.
But, so we hadn't been there, but we went to...
Moves on Gay Wolfmas.
This
like, what the fuck?
Circus freak show at the Black Eagle. And it was scary. It was beautiful. It was nuts. I thought I'd seen all kinds of porn. Well, I saw fucking clown porn last night.
And they weren't pretty clowns.
They weren't. Well, I'm sorry. Clowns aren't pretty. They're fucking scary. But what even scarier, you made out with a clown, and I made out with a clown.
Yeah. And the prosthetics on the face, it's a whole, the individual's mouth opened up and it was like five times the size of a normal mouth. Like it was, it was freakish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was quite fun, and they did a little freak show upstairs with a bearded lady, which was a big bear guy dressed up as Goldilocks type thing.
I kind of just was, yeah, I wasn't getting that whole upstairs thing. Unfortunately, we didn't get back up for the second show.
For the second show, but it was really interesting. Just like Wednesday night, I went to Woody's, and they had Queen of Halloween contest.
Oh, talk about that. That was a great...
Now, that was incredible. Toronto's top female impersonators, instead of getting all dolled up and looking all pretty, they got all dolled up to be scary. And the contest is sponsored by a liquor, an alcohol product from Italy. And they the first prize, I think, was $1,500. Second prize was $500. It was an amazing evening, and it was gore, and it was blood all over the place. And first runner-up was Divine Darling.
I didn't think you liked that.
No, one of the queens performing, her shit was, she was like a cannibal clown, and she ripped people to pieces, and she had these characters put through the crowd, and she would jump on them and rip a breast off or arm, and blood was splattered all over the place, and then ended her show with, and she was beautiful, done with a white face and so forth, ended her show with the sponsor's product, taking a big gulp of it. And there was somebody who happened to be at the front of the stage who was part of her act, but most of us did not know. And the next thing you know, she spitted out blood. But we're not talking, we're talking. And this individual knew that was going to happen, but did not realize that basically there was a bucket of blood thrown upon him. It was quite something. So normally you want to be in the first row in the front. Wednesday night was not the place to be.
Yeah, so that, the couple really cool things that were going on in Toronto. So that we're not going to talk a whole lot more about it, because we're going to let Joseph
go
talk
into
about it.
So. But that was something amazing Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
And we have a guest
Pup
with
Corey.
Us, yeah. Pup Corey,
who's Wolf,
who's part of our family. He looks very butch. He's got this scruffiness
it's
happening.
It's the turtleneck, right?
No, that's just to hide
the
hickeys.
Beard, sir.
It's the beard. Yeah, I didn't
if
check.
You're holding a beer, it does work.
The beard.
Beard.
Oh.
Here, is that better? Do I sound more butch?
You sound almost as butch as...
Now, scratch your balls.
Mark right now.
Shut up.
I almost passed for a dyke.
You actually almost do.
I'll never make it all the way to straight, man. It's never going to happen, but that's okay.
Why bother trying? You happy the way you are? You happy the way you are, right?
Just for fun, sir.
Oh, okay. That's what Halloween's for. You dress up as a straight guy.
Hey, I was scared of straight guys for a long time.
Yes, I bet you were.
They always wanted to beat my ass.
Before or after you sucked their cock?
I never have ever played with a straight guy.
No?
Never.
Ooh, good times.
Rub it in.
Very good times.
No, that's what they wanted to do.
Oh, I let them.
But was most straight, no, do most... See, I never got that whole thing either. Yeah, never. I was going to say, you know, my understanding was most guys that are in the closet straight, they just want to suck cock, though, right?
No, I let me give you a little piece of... I got... there used to be a particular person in high school who used to, it was a scene of glee, basically, push me in the lockers, call me names and so forth all the time. And after class, we would meet, and it was the hottest fucking sex we'd have. But in daytime...
Why doesn't this even... remotely surprised me.
It was, but during daytime in class, it was the most horrible place to be. But it was that weird yin and yang attraction. I was terrified to go to school, and at the same time, I couldn't wait for the end of the day because I knew he would make up for it.
Yay, hate sex.
Yeah.
No, that's the most abusive relationship ever.
It was.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
But what was even funnier than that was... I left home, which is a small town north of Ontario, Kapuskasing, Ontario. And a year and a half after I'd left high school, I'm at a club called Colby's in downtown Toronto on a Saturday night. And I hear this voice, and suddenly stomach cramps, and then excitement happened. And I turn around, and there is my stud football player who kicked the shit and let me suck his mammoth cock and fuck me like I'd never been fucked before, standing 10 feet from me. And I turn around, I said his nickname. His nickname was Minet, which means pussy in French. And he looks at me and goes, "Mark, oh my God." And came over and gave me a hug and said, "I'm so sorry."
I knew I bought tissues for a reason.
Shut up. I'm not going to cry.
You are.
But it was, you know what? It was one of those moments that actually really made a difference in my life, that people do change and realize that, you know, he had made a mistake. And then we went home that night and had great sex without the beating, and that was much better.
Yeah, no, I like the beating part.
Uh-huh.
These weren't consensual beatings, sir.
Yeah, it was, obviously, if he turned around and sucked his cock after the fact.
We had to wait 7 hours until school was over.
I left that for him.
He already had two. I only had one.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to have to go to a commercial. That was a very interesting start to the show.
I think it sounds pretty typical, sir.
Yeah, it was pretty good.